Welcome to this edition of Afrolux podcast, where we're discovering the instruments of Africa. I'm Vuyelwa Moyo, a student at Rhodes University studying ethnomusicology at honors level. And today we are talking about the Nyunga Nyunga Mbira, which is one kind of mbira, also known as the thumb piano, an instrument which comes from Zimbabwe. I have one here with me. It is part of the collection of ILEM, the International Library of African Music. So I'm going to play a few notes so you can hear how it sounds like. There are different types of mbiras. There is the mbira zavadzimu, the mbira zavandau, and the matepe. And these are associated with ancestral spirits and are usually played in traditional ceremonies. But the Nyunga Nyunga mbira has no traceable connections with rituals, so it is mostly used for education and entertainment. The mbira has several metal or wooden tines of different lengths on the resonator, which is usually a wooden board or gourd used to amplify sound. You play it by plucking the tines with your fingers and thumbs to create the beautiful sound. The piece that I was playing is called Chamtengure. It's a traditional piece and is one of the first songs that a person learns how to play when they are learning how to play the Nyunga Nyunga Mbira. I was taught how to play the mbira using the number notation. The notation also uses numbers 1 to 15, like the mbira has 15 keys. On the columns, they indicate the numbers that you have to play. For instance, when it says black 1 and 15, you'll know you have to black 1 and 15. When it says 3 and 5, you'll play 3 and 5. That is how you learn how to play a song on the mbira. There are other methods of teaching the Nyunga Nyunga mbira. You can learn from a computer and traditional methods of observing others playing and imitating. Is associated with the Shona people of Zimbabwe and it is connected to their culture. Some even regard it as the national instrument. You can even sing along if you want. During the partition of Africa, most of the people who played the instrument ended up on the other side of the border in Mozambique. Then an mbira player by the name of Jeketa Mbira brought back the instrument when he was going for a reunion, and the instrument had 13 keys. When the mbira was introduced at Kwandongoma College of Music in Bulawayo, they added 2 more keys to the instrument to give it 15 keys so that it will be easier to teach. This happened when ethnomusicologist Andrew Tracy was there. Andrew is the former director of ILEM and the son of the founder of ILEM, Hugh Tracy. He helped to change the instrument.
I first of all had to make an instrument so I could learn to play from him. He did not make himself. And then we, at Kwanangoma, they had people who could make instruments. So we decided that the useful keys would be would be this high one, and to double those keys on both sides. I began teaching a few people, yes, but I encouraged them to teach this instrument as a starting instrument at Kwan Rong Woma, because that is the way it was used traditionally.
The name Nyunganyunga Mbira was coined by Dumisani Maraire, a talented mbira player who ended up traveling to the United States of America in the 1970s and 80s, and he also pioneered the number notation for teaching the instrument. This is him playing. Nyunganyunga is shown for Sparkle Sparkle, and this is showed by the characteristics of the instrument, which is played for fun. If you'd like to find out more or even learn how to play the mbira, there are a lot of tutorials on YouTube. I hope you enjoyed finding out a bit more about the mbira. It is my favorite instrument and it is quite easy to play. Goodbye.
Listening to this edition of Afroloops, Discovering the Instruments of Africa. For more in the series, go to ru.ac.za/ILAM/podcasts, or find us wherever you get your podcasts.